Okay.
Over to you, Ed.
All right. Well, first of all, guys, I'd like to welcome Greg O'Neill. And for those who still care about the spelling of names, Greg is G-R-E-G-O-N-E-I-L-L. There we go. So, guys, I'd like to welcome Greg O'Neill, who is the President and CEO of La Trobe Financial. And alongside me is a bloke who wears number 5 at Collingwood, and his name is Jamie Elliott. And I'd like to welcome everybody here today because we have two significant announcements. And they sit side by side, as our song says. Jamie Elliott is about to sign a contract for us to stay at the Collingwood Football Club for the next 3 seasons. He's one of our most exciting players. Our gift shop over there is full of number 5 Guernseys because the kids love the way Jamie goes about his work, the big marks, the big goals, and we love the fact that he has committed himself to be a Collingwood footballer for the next 3 years. Congratulations, mate. Cheers. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Alongside Jamie is Greg O'Neill, President and CEO of La Trobe Financial. Now, just as a way of background, La Trobe Financial has been an institution in this town for some 62 years. They started the same pre-season that Lou Richards had his pre-season into the 53 Premiership side. La Trobe Financial has become one of Australia's largest privately held investment partners for institutional and retail investors, managing investments in excess of $10 billion. $10 billion. La Trobe Financial have won numerous awards, significantly for the last 6 years, from Money Magazine as the best mortgage fund in Australia. Some 150 staff in Melbourne, Sydney and Shanghai. And today, we're delighted to welcome Greg to the club to sign for 3 years alongside this man as one of our major sponsors. So the La Trobe Financial sponsorship sits right alongside our major sponsors. And as you can see on our livery, alongside CGU and Emirates and the big guns here with a bit of colour underneath, we've got La Trobe Financial as well. So it's a major and significant sign-up. And I'd like to thank Greg because he negotiated with the Collingwood Football Club when people were saying we're heading down the ladder rather than up. He's a great Collingwood man as well, as was his father, the founder of La Trobe Financial. So, Greg, welcome not to Collingwood, but welcome to a bigger part of Collingwood being in your life and also that with La Trobe Financial. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should give these two guys a huge round of applause for committing to the ongoing success of the Collingwood Football Club, to Greg and Jamie. Well done, mate. The other thing for La Trobe Financial is there's something in it for all of us, which is what we like, even for all you guys in the media. Most of the people in the media, the journos, have got useless at being able to look after their own money, so just give it to us, we'll look after it for you. La Trobe Financial is going to be offering some magnificent investment products designed especially for Collingwood members, and we are going to head towards a record-breaking 81,000 members this year. We're well on track to do so again, to continue breaking our records. And we're going to give our members the first crack at La Trobe Financials, and we'll have more details on our website coming up. But Greg might be able to speak in a few moments' time about just some of the products that are available. You may not have heard of La Trobe Financial. That's because they've been a huge player quietly behind the scene, and it's a private company. But what we're now going to be able to have is access to the acumen and the professionalism of La Trobe Financial. And I know for one that I'm doing some work with Greg at the moment with not only the club, but most of the people, once we find out what their interest rates are like, are looking very closely at it. So as Molly Meldrum would say, guys, do yourselves a favour. Get on a La Trobe Financial. There's a quid in it for everybody. So everybody, without further ado, I'd like to now ask maybe one question to the great man and then pass over to Greg, and then you guys can fire up. So, Jamie, first of all, mate, to you, thank you for signing, right? It's been a couple of good weeks for us. It's early in the season yet, but maybe give us an insight into why you decided to stay here at Collingwood.
Oh, for me, I mean, it's pretty easy for me. I mean, you guys gave me the opportunity to begin with, and I've been dreaming of this moment to play AFL since I was a young tacker, since I was 6 years old playing Auskick. So to repay you guys, to repay the fans and this club, I couldn't see myself anywhere else.
Greg, can I ask you, mate? You have all the things in the world for you to invest your money in. Why have you picked the Collingwood Football Club?
Well, it's pretty simple. We share a lot of similar values. I think we've chosen Collingwood for our first foray into branding the company nationally because of its great care of its members and its supporters over the last decade under your guidance, and Gary and Mark's now in there as coach. And I think secondly, because something special is happening at the club at the moment with the team buying in and getting fully invested, you can feel it. So for us, it was a very easy decision.
Tell us a little bit about La Trobe.
Thanks, Ed. I'll be very quick. La Trobe was established in 1952. We have 150 staff and over $10 billion of funds under management since inception. We specialise in mortgages and financial services, and we run Australia's best mortgage fund, paying currently 5.65% for a 12-month investment. When you compare that with other comparative investments, that's a leading rate in Australia, Ed.
Fantastic. And what other products do you have as far as mortgages? That's for deposits. What else do you do as far as mortgages are concerned?
Sure. For mortgages, we specialise in self-employed mortgages, self-managed super funds, commercial, industrial mortgages. We see about $2.6 billion a year in loan inquiries. We're relatively unknown, but we're substantially recognised and known in the broking community which deal with the mortgages, and we'd like to get the brand out there.
And you've got nothing to do with La Trobe University, just to make it clear for people as well. It's actually after Governor La Trobe with good reason.
Yeah, and I'm a Monash University graduate, so no La Trobe University.
And so what's the La Trobe connection?
The La Trobe connection was when the business was founded in 1952, Ray, my father, who established the business, was looking for a name, and he decided to name it after Governor La Trobe, who in fact gave Victoria its independence from the colony of New South Wales. So he liked that idea of financial independence, and that's been one of our great DNA pieces over the years. We help people obtain finance who are traditionally underserved by the major banks, and we also help them on their investment side. So that's our focus, to let people obtain financial independence.
Well, Greg, as I said, thank you very much. To come on board as one of our major sponsors is a fantastic fillip at this stage of the year for us as we head into the main part of the footy season, and to get a major sponsor on board in tough economic times out there, particularly in the sports sponsorship, is just fantastic. You're a great Collingwood man, and we thank you for putting your heart and soul and your money and your commitment behind the club. Guys, I'll throw it open now to ask any questions of Greg and particularly Jamie, with the great news that both these men have committed to the Collingwood Football Club for the next 3 years.
Well, Jamie, a great commitment in 3 years. There was some talk perhaps last week, there was a bit of debate as to the length of time, but you must be very delighted to have been locked in for that period of time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've said it all along, but I don't see myself playing for any other club. 3 years is plenty for me to see how I go. Individually, but team-wise, I mean, we're not going to get hyped up about how we are at the moment, but we're looking very positive, and the environment around the club's really good as well.
Eddie mentioned that your most popular seller in the merchandise shop, you had a cut of the jungle revenue.
No, I haven't had a chat to Ed about that yet. I'll have a chat after this. But
see you in 3 years.
Yeah. No, I don't get a cut of that, but might have a chat to him later on.
You spent a fair bit of time all around Australia, Queensland, WA. Did you get any other offers from any other clubs that you can reveal now that you've signed 3 years?
Not that I know of. I mean, I didn't really think about that too much. Collingwood, that's all I was thinking about. Yeah, I've spent a little bit of time around there, but I don't see myself moving outside of Melbourne or playing for any other club.
What makes this club so special to you, Jamie? I mean, obviously the positivity externally is very good at the moment because the team's performing well, but
yep.
Can you give us an insight as to why you love this club so much?
It's funny, before I got here I didn't really like it that much, but it kind of grew on me pretty quickly. I mean, it's basically my second family, and family I hold really close to my heart. I spend basically every day with these guys, and I think that's the biggest thing, is it's basically a family for me, and I just love it here.
The reports at the end of the year that given how young the Collingwood side is, might have to spend a couple of years maybe not playing in the finals as you develop as a team, but early signs show that you don't have to do that. I mean, there's obviously a lot of belief within a young group under the guidance of the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, our pre-season NAB Cup, no challenge. I mean, we're a bit shaky, and that's where the media sort of jumped on board and wanted to say that we weren't going to do too well this year. But I mean, we've stuck to how Bucks wants us to play, and if we continue to do that and continue to bring pressure to the game, and fix up and tidy up the little things, we're going to hopefully have a really good crack this year. And then next couple of years, like you said, with the youngsters, and I'm one of them, hopefully we develop really quickly, and it's going to be successful.
What's the biggest change you've noticed in your three and a half years?
Biggest change is probably, I mean, when I first got here, I was just a shy country kid. I didn't really come out of myself too much. I'm sure the boys would say that about me, but now I'm just so comfortable with where I'm at. I'm playing footy how I used to play it, and the support staff, the coaches and the players, they back each other, they back me, and that's all they want, the best for the players and the club.
Well, it takes mark of the year just about every week, which is fantastic.
I mean, as long as the umpires pay him.
Exactly, if the umpires pay him, of course. But, no, look, I think there's... I know, just sitting with my two boys, you see Jamie play, and I thought his last comment was exactly right. He plays the game the way we all wish we used to play it. Going for hangers, kicking goals, tackling hard, doing the hard work, but also having the other flamboyant side to his game. And I think that's a credit to Jamie that... Sometimes you see young players come in, they take a couple of big marks and then they just, that's all they do. But Jamie's hard work, his defensive pressure, you know, more time in the midfield, you know, his run has been fantastic, his tackling, it's a really good package. And so the kids see that, and he's in the play all the time. Every time the ball comes near him, within 20 metres you see Jamie going for the ball, you know something's going to happen. And the players love that, the supporters love it. You know, you're a Collingwood man, you know, it's like kick it to Dakes, get it to Didak, get it to Elliott, and away you go. And every time you see Jamie setting himself for a launch, you just think, right, what's next? And it's just an excitement, just an exciting product that we have here with this bloke who just, you know, goes for it. I just love the way he plays. He's got a free spirit, and I'm wrapped at Bucks is really encouraging that, and he's going to the next stage of his career. Which is a good segue for me, Peter, because what we'd like to do now is ask Jamie to actually sign his mark of the year over there.
I suppose if I'm looking at the bigger picture, I want to take my game to the next level, and that's where I see myself going. But, I mean, at the moment, I don't mind sitting in the forward 50, to be honest. But with a few more pre-seasons, hopefully I can get fitter because it hasn't come naturally to me. So hopefully two or three more pre-seasons I'll get some strong ones in, and then I can run out the game better and play hopefully predominantly midfield.
Eddie, are you surprised by how well the side's performing with such a young group early in the year?
Well, you reported my comments at the Guernsey presentation.
Which comments?
Yeah, the comments when I said that this is a year that anyone could pinch it, that there's opportunities and that Collingwood needed to approach the year not as if we're young players and looking to the future. Tomorrow doesn't come in football. You've got to make it happen. So I looked at our list and I was confident that we have got some good guys. It's early days yet, but you look at what the Western Bulldogs are doing, you're looking at some of the more established sides like Hawthorn and Port Adelaide and Fremantle at the moment. Everyone's around. Sydney, of course, are there. So there's opportunities for everybody, and teams will come up and down, and we all know what happens with injuries. We've had a horror run with injuries the last 3 years. So with a little bit of luck, I always believe that we're there. Collingwood's always in contention. And so am I surprised? No. Am I delighted? Yes. Is there a long way to go? You better believe it.
Does it remind you a bit of 2002 in a sense?
Not really, Tom. No, they're so different these days. Yeah, I don't know. It's what are we, round six? It's early days. It's early days. Early, early days.
Yeah. Do you think equalisation is working?
Equalisation is the greatest myth of all time as far as financial equalisation. There's only one way to equalise, to give everyone a chance, and that is to have an uncompromised draft and not to have any of these other elements on the side, whether it's cost of living component or whether it's zones or whether it's academies or anything else. Everyone has to have the same opportunity to recruit the players based on the ladder. The draft works. The best football we've ever had was when we finally washed out the benefits that the Brisbane Lions received in the late 90s, and that took about 10 years. Now we're getting to a stage where we're washing through from the situation where you saw the two new teams coming in, Gold Coast and Greater Western Sydney. And that's probably part of the problem for some clubs who have been stagnant for a while. You know, Melbourne get access to some good players, they're starting to look like a good side. Bulldogs recruit well, they're third on the ladder. You know, there's no fluke in this. And the greatest myth has been talked up by teams not in Victoria who have realised that they have absolutely got this completely stitched up. And the sooner other clubs realise that, the better. But it's living proof of what's going on. Let clubs be able to recruit. Let people be able to come through the draft in an equitable fashion, and we'll have the best competition in the world.
What would you like to see the commission do in the next couple of years?
I'm well on the record on that.
Thanks, Jamie.
It's an easy one. Live up to what they did in the first place. Have an uncompromised draft and no concessions.
Have you heard from the Commission about the academy
tonight? No, that's right. Nothing yet. Anyway, more importantly, Jamie signed for 3 years. La Trobe Financial have signed for 3 years. Yeah, sure, guys. Is there anything else before we go? We won't get 15 messages going at once here, guys. We'll just keep it to one. You can get me another day. Anything else? Good on you, guys. Thank you.